Stuart Wright Action Coach on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Today we're talking about a word which I'm not sure entirely if I can say, entrepreneurialism. Stuart Wright, Action Coach, have I just said that right?
Yeah, I think you have. I don't think it's all that easy to say. Let's see if I can do it. Entrepreneurialism. Yes, there you go.
Smashed it. Well done. What on earth does that word mean?
Well, you know what? I think there's an entrepreneur in all of us. And I think that that's the reason why these shows like The Apprentice and Dragon's Den are so popular these days. And people have got different definitions of the word entrepreneur. For me, I actually see it as a ladder. So we all pretty much start off in life as students. But I'd say that the student is an apprentice employee. I think we can all agree that that's pretty much true. However, if you're like me, when I came out of university, I wanted to get straight into business. And that was tough, really tough, because people don't take you that seriously when you haven't worked for somebody else. So probably the most preferred route is for people to go and work for somebody else to start off with. And then when you get on that first rung of the ladder as an employee, the way I view that is that you're an apprentice business owner. And there are so many employees out there who probably would love to become business owners. I think one of the reasons why people don't is because they think it's risky, which is interesting, because I see it as in a completely different way. I actually see running a business as being a lot less risky than working for someone else. Yeah, let me explain. If you're an employee, you've pretty much just got one customer to keep happy. If you want to keep that customer happy...
That customer being who? Your boss?
Your boss, yeah. Absolutely. Whereas if you're running a business, you've got loads of customers. And if you upset one of your customers, well, okay, it's not good. You lose a customer. But hey, you can go get another customer tomorrow.
I've never thought about it like that. That makes a lot of sense.
There you go. See, that's how it's always looked for me. I think the only risk in running a business is not knowing what you're doing. Which, you know, is one of the reasons why I became a coach, because I didn't know what I was doing once upon a time. Hired a coach, knew what I was doing, know what I'm doing now. It's easy.
You've done it a fair few times as well. How many businesses have you started now, Stuart?
I've started four businesses now, sold two, and I still have two. In fact, if you count the coaching business, I guess it's five.
Yeah, okay. You've tried and tested that method then, and you've hit the nail on the head, really.
It's a bit like driving a car. Before you know how to drive a car, you don't know, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You'd never try and drive a car without lessons. Okay, so the next sort of rung on the ladder, I guess, after being in the employee is, I think, you know what, I could do this better than the idiot that I'm working for. I'll go and work for another idiot, myself. And that's when they become self-employed. Some people do it really well and they do really well from it. But a lot of self-employed people that I meet work really, really hard, really long hours. But I think ultimately we do it because we want a better life. But I meet so many self-employed people who are working so many hours. And when you actually look at the money that they're earning, yes, it's probably a little bit better than what they would be earning if they were employed. But when you break it down to an hourly rate, sometimes it's really scary. So self-employment, next rung of the ladder. So what comes after that? Well, once you get too busy to really do everything yourself, you have a choice. You either stay busy, or you take somebody on to help you. That's what generally happens in business. So the next run of the ladder I call business management. That's when you become the manager of a team. How do you attract the right kind of people? How do you motivate them? How do you train them? How do you retain them? How do you keep them engaged? You know, employee engagement in the UK is an all-time low. And unless you have the skills to build a great team and keep people engaged, how do you do that? It's pretty stressful. Cash flow can be a bit difficult too, because you've now got this huge overhead, which is your staff, your employment costs. So it's not that much easier really than being self-employed. So then we look at the next rung of the ladder, and this is where it starts to get a little bit easier.
I was hoping that was going to happen. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's get to the easy rung.
It's not all bad news. You know, the next rung of the ladder is business ownership. You've got some great systems. You've got some great people working for you. You do understand how to attract them, retain them, motivate them, keep them engaged. Then really that's where you start to get to the stage where the business is providing you with a bit more life, a bit more money, and potentially a passive income. Now, that also is the point where the business becomes more valuable. It's an asset. If you move through that as well, the next rung of the ladder, the entrepreneur's ladder, let's call it, is investor. And at that stage, you have your time back as well as having the cash to be able to invest, either by buying competitors, acquiring other companies, or investing in other income-generating assets like pensions, properties. Your world starts to open up at the investor level. We come to the last rung of the ladder, and that's where I call the entrepreneur. That's what I call the entrepreneur. This is the person that starts to create business opportunities for other people. And instead of getting percentage growth on their business, they're getting multiples of growth. So they're opening up other offices, they're franchising the business, you know, literally creating other business opportunities for other people. So the first two rungs of the ladder, the student and the employee, quite honestly, if things haven't changed since I was a student a long time ago, there's not that much encouragement. What I would like to say is, look, if you are a student out there and you have got a business idea in your head and you are considering it, I'd love to hear from you. Employees, you know, those people out there who are working for somebody else, if you are thinking about starting your own business, if there is a business inside you, again, I'd really love to hear from you.
And they could find you right now by just Googling Stuart Wright Action Coach, and they will find you.
Yes, they will. Or they can have a look on the Stray FM website, which is...
StrayFM.com/business.
Awesome. Can I just mention the last two? And that's those self-employed and those business managers. For most of you, it is tough. I know you're working long hours. I know you have stress. I know you worry about cash. I know you worry about attracting the right kind of team. And I know you worry about growing your businesses. And what I want to say is, look, I have a seminar on the 8th of December. It's actually sponsored by NatWest, very kindly. So big plug to NatWest. Thank you very much for sponsoring the event. 8th of December at Betty's Cafe Tea Rooms in town.
Oh, what a venue.
It's a great venue. Big up Betty's as well. They really look after us there. And the title of the event, Make Your Business Work So That You Don't Have To. Now, who wouldn't want to come to an event like that?
Yeah, that is good.
I'm actually going to be going through some real strategies that people can take away and use in their business right away. If they want to come to the event, it starts at 9 o'clock, finishes at 11. Obviously, I'm laying on some lovely refreshments as well.
Fat rascal or two.
You never know. I'll have a quick chat with them before they do, just to make sure that they're going to get great value out of the event. And then, yeah, I'll sign them up.
Well, how do they get signed up?
If they go to my social media, which is the 7-day weekend, there's also, I'm on the Eventbrite page. So if you go to Eventbrite and look for local business events in Harrogate, you will find all of my business events, but you will find the one on the 8th of December in there as well. And there's a sign up registration page on there as well.
And we will put all those details and all those links at strayfm.com/business. It's all about entrepreneurialism. Nailed it by the end.
Well done.
Stuart Wright, Action Coach, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stuart Wright, Action Coach on Stray FM's Business Hub.